The WLEW, News and Public Affairs Department, now presents What Do You Think? Here's your host, Craig Routson, with today's topic.
Good morning. Our guest today in the studio, Clark Ramsey of Harbor Beach, the host of the Harbor Beach Game Show. This is now the fifth year running.
That's our five-year anniversary.
Five-year anniversary. It's growing strong, I hope.
Let's hope so. Well, it's been 4 years strong. Hopefully it's a fifth year is just as strong, if not better.
Well, fifth year is a charm.
Yeah, that's how it goes.
You're almost on as long as some of the game shows you're going to be depicting.
Just about. You know, when you think about it.
At least their first incarnation. Came back second and third time.
Absolutely. That was the thing. You know, we're starting the show with Card Sharks, which we've done in the past. And Card Sharks, in fact, let's see here. Started on NBC, went to CBS, jumped around to ABC, back to NBC over its time of about 25 years.
And you can probably catch it on Game Show Network.
Absolutely, without a doubt. And that's really where the whole Harbor Beach Game Show series was born, was being a child of the 80s.
Sometimes the fun part of seeing the old shows is what things are valued at back then.
Well, that's what's so funny is about some of the prizes we're giving away are almost the same value as they were giving away in the 1960s and 70s, so that's kind of funny. But the game show was really created as an aspect of watching the Game Show Network as a child, watching The Price is Right, watching all these reruns and falling in love with them. And that kind of ran me into going into broadcasting, which then worked with you, Craig, of course, and then we...
And when it comes to people named Wink, Craig's the person you want to be.
Precisely. And then we went on to create the game show in 2011. We started out with $100 Pyramid and Win It in a Minute. And we went on to include Family Feud and then Card Sharks. A short stint with Wheel of Fortune last year. And now we move on to Let's Make a Deal and Match Game.
And is it... Do you have to find shows that you can actually pull off that aren't, you know, some things had graphics that are difficult, you know, concentration and stuff like that, which were, you know, heavily mechanicalized.
Yeah.
You'd have to do it electronically, obviously, today.
But
do you have to really think about, can we pull this off in our theater and in our format?
We have a short list of what shows we want to pull off. When we started the show, we've always had an end goal is always The Price is Right. What's holding us back right now, besides money, is the fact that we need a place to build it and store it. The sets, that's what's really limiting to us. So if anyone has about 10,000 square feet they're not using and is heated and protected, we'll gladly take it off your hands. But
by take it off your hands, you mean use it free.
Absolutely. It's all for charity. And so we started out with the idea of we got to get to The Price is Right eventually. The next one that we wanted to do was match.
Which means you have to get individual games. It's not just one set.
That's just it.
You got to keep bringing out new games and new sets, basically, for that program.
Yeah, for anyone who hasn't been to the game show, shame on you. No, but we actually build the sets as accurately as possible. Where we cut some corners and make it more up to date is we use the movie screen in the Harbor Beach Community Theater. To project the actual game board. So like when we did Family Feud, the game board was on there, but we actually had the sets for the families to stand behind and whatever else. And this year, with the match game, we're actually building a set that is identical to the actual set, where we have three on the bottom level, three on the top level, kind of looks like a glorified telethon.
And is it to write on big cards?
Absolutely. We even have our blue card stock ready to go. We have to recreate all the logos and everything. And then we kind of look at the feasibility before we get too far. And that started in about August to September of last year. We kind of finalized what shows we're going to do. What we always try and do is we're always trying to introduce a new show every year while playing one of the games we introduced last year. So last year we introduced Wheel of Fortune. It went great, but it was a little too dull for my liking. So now I just have a great 8-foot wheel sitting at home. And we decided, you know what, we're going all fresh and clean this year. So we're going to do Card Sharks, which we have in the past, but we're going to introduce Match Game as well as Let's Make a Deal. And so we had to create the sets, kind of figure out a blueprint with that. Woodkey Builders has always built all of our sets for us, and in record time always. We're starting tonight. And it's going to be, they do spectacular work, and they do it in record timing and all nights of the hour because we have to, and to get an order done. And this year, of course, we have to include electricians and all this, basically everything except indoor plumbing for this set. So,
and is it difficult to try and recreate that stuff? Because some of this stuff is, you know, was of the time, and like Match Game, is it hard to find hideous shag carpet?
Yes, it is.
I don't want to sell it anymore at the store.
It is extreme.
I have a roll in the back that they've never gotten rid of. But
it's extremely. I like to say we try and make it look easy. We don't make it look easy, but it's extremely difficult actually to get from an idea of watching the show to putting it on stage as accurately as possible. I can't even tell. I probably lost track over after 300 episodes of watching the Match Game of trying to figure out every single detail and every different scenario. And so we're really going all out this year. One of the goals since we started the show was to, I've always, if you notice all game shows, they seem to walk downstairs when they get introduced. Mm-hmm. We're doing that this year. I've always wanted to be introduced walking downstairs. And so we're building a staircase as well so we can have a whole show, and we're moving parts and this stuff. And I'm really excited for this year's show just because it was on the short list when we started with the Match Game. It's the number two game show of all time, liked by people. It was the number one show for 7 years, or 9 years, excuse me, in the 1970s. And it's just really going to, and of course, then what the Game Show Network found is when they start showing it, when they showed Match Game, the ratings were triple of any other show on the Game Show Network. So the next generation is also enjoying it.
For its time, it was one of the more racy game shows before the Newlywed Game got the way it is and stuff. I mean, this was, you know, they were giving strange answers, and the questions were phrased provocatively, let's say.
Absolutely. And, you know, what people don't realize, you know, what most people see the Match Game is from 1973 to 1982. What they don't realize is it started in the late 50s and early 60s as just the most awful show with Gene Rayburn still hosting, and it was like your old style game show. Name something you eat with. And then they would say bread, and then they'd try and match bread, you know. And it was just absolutely dull. And then one day they said, hey, how about we spice things up? And the writer who was with them from the original, they actually got canceled. And they said, all right, you're going to finish your season, though. And so they said, well, forget it. You know, it's kind of like what David Letterman's doing right now, just throwing out all the stops and doing whatever he wants, because what are they going to do, fire him? And so they started making a little race here.
Brian Williams.
And so they started making the show a little racy, and they said they loved it. So they switched from CBS to a different network, and then what they created today is what the great success of the show was. With Charles Nelson Reilly, Brett Summers, and of course the incarnation of Richard Dawson to Game Show Network.
Now, most shows have had several incarnations.
Mm-hmm.
Not, I mean, you know, you started off in the 50s, and you say
Price
is Right. Concentrations had several times they've tried to run it through mm-hmm. again. I mean, so what you're basically doing is taking a good thing and trying to bring it into the new millennium here.
Yeah, with an old time flair.
Well, the nostalgia's got to be there, or it's like we say in radio, if you're playing an oldie, it's got to be the one they remember, so it triggers a memory, and that's what you're trying to do.
That's a good way of putting it. Exactly. With the game show, what you find on television now is, you know, it's got to be fresh, it's got to be clean, you know, whatever else, and it's all ratings based.
I wouldn't know about today.
Well, I'm saying clean looking.
Oh, okay.
It's got to pop the eye, and what we do is we still pop the eye. With our sets and with our show, but it's got that nostalgic feel to it.
The sets were smaller back then. I mean, today when they do game shows, it's
they're
this
behemoth.
Huge, you know, the Deal or No Deal, these types of things. I mean, you'd fill your whole stage up with ladies in bikinis with boxes.
There's
prices.
Something wrong with that, or?
Well, I mean, when they're bumping you off the stage.
Well, yes, well, say, no one looks at me anyway.
But I mean, you know, they're built more grandiose, whereas they were more intimate back then.
Yeah,
because that's the way the studios were done: three cameras, and
you had to move them off and do the next show. And so, yeah, that's what we needed to take into account when we were trying to develop the show. You know, we got to look at the set, we got to look at the feasibility. Can we put it on a movie screen? Can we fit it on stage? That was a big thing with this one. That happened 2 years when we debuted Card Sharks. Now 2 years ago, we built the set. and I think it was the Thursday night before the show, on Saturday, and we said, you know what, this isn't going to fit through the door. So we had to rebuild the set in order to fit it through the door. And we got it through by about 2 inches.
They said you couldn't cut a hole in the wall?
You know, something about historical buildings, you really can't ruin the facades of. I'm not sure what the ruling. I know, exactly. It'd be like moving the Lincoln Memorial or something, I guess. But what do I know? And then last year, we built the Wheel of Fortune to the absolute capacity of getting it through the door. And now, luckily with a match game, they're large. They're 8 feet long and about 6 feet tall, but the door is 6.5 and we'll be all set.
Well, you have to plan these things. You just watch, like HGTV or something when they build a house they can't get the bathtub in.
Oh, I know.
Hey. Oh, we got to take the wall out now, and all, you know, you got to think ahead of these things, especially if you're going to set this up a day or two before.
Yeah, and getting back to your original point about carpet, I must thank shameless plug Barkley Furniture. They actually donated the carpet for us this year. I don't know, an average carpet store, I'm not sure how many hundreds of samples and possibilities they have of different carpets. Let's just say a round number of 1,000 different types of carpets between linoleums and whatever else. One type of carpet fell into what we wanted for it. Orange shag carpet is rather difficult to find, to the point where we said, well, we have to call the factory to make sure they still have this stuff, still make this stuff, and it's available. So we were lucky to get that enough, and they donated, and I can't thank them enough, because it's rather expensive, especially even if it looks ugly, it's still expensive. And so
because it's gone from being hideous to retro.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, with these hipsters out there, you know, you never know what they want. And so we have stairs, we have the match game set, and we have a few more surprises, and of course, what I enjoy the most about the show is the comedy routine as well. That's included into the show, including, you know, we do a lot of old skits from Johnny Carson. In the past, we've done Karnak the Magnificent. We're going to put that one on the shelf for a few years, just so we can rewrite, get enough material back again. And then is what one of the staples of the show that we've done every year is the Tea Time Matinee Movie with Art Fern, which is my brother Ross, Dr. Ramsey from Elkton Family Medicine, he plays the role of Art Fern.
And he's in medicine, and he's telling you to cut off your Slauson.
Get out of your car, cut off your Slauson, get back in your car, and until you get to the fork in the road. And we do all the old jokes. There's a lot of recurring jokes that hopefully people find and funny. I find them hilarious, but that's questionable as far as the general public then. And so what we do, though, is we take who sponsors the show. So this year it's Continental Home Centers and Sure Healthcare Network. And we almost roast their company. We kind of poke fun at them and do this and do that. And this year we're really taking a good stab at
health. This is why you have new ones every year.
Yeah, no one comes back. I don't get it. Now, Sure Healthcare Network and Continental have been with us from the get-go, and we are extremely grateful for that. We're taking a hard stab at healthcare this year, so that should be enjoyable. We're making fun of Medicare and government and banking and... So, a lot of topical issues that you can just sit back and enjoy and laugh and have a great time, and as well as win some cash.
Now, many of these shows, like Match Game and that, I mean, not so much Let's Make a Deal, but mm-hmm. Match Game, required celebrities up there.
Oh!
How do you pick your celebrities to be up there? They're not just random from the audience. Are these local celebrities that you're putting up there?
Yes. This was one of the more difficult parts about the match game. Is we talked about doing the match game last year, but what we couldn't finalize in time was to get six celebrities, local celebrities, that kind of cover all the bases. This year, being our 5-year anniversary, we said we're pulling out all the stops, we're doing it. So we have a great lineup of six celebrities, and I guess we can announce them right now, from Harbor Beach, Pat Murdoch. She's been involved in the show past. She was a celebrity on Pyramid. She's kind of the... If you want the best answer that you think you might match, go to Pat. She's a school teacher at Our Lady of Lake Huron. Great sense of humor, a lot of wit, and very intelligent. Next to her, and in the middle, is the famed Richard Dawson spot in the lower level. And if anyone remembers watching Match Game, Richard Dawson was the go-to guy for any answer. Had a lot of, obviously, that charm about him. And it was almost like the George Clooney, the 1970s. And as because of the match game, he went on to host Family Feud and create Family Feud with Mark Goodson. In the Richard Dawson spot, we have Matt Woodkey of Woodkey Builders.
Who's going to comment on the sets, I assume?
Yeah, exactly. Well, as long as he's done with the set by showtime, we'll be happy. And next to him is...
If not, he'll be the zonk.
Let's make a deal. There you go. You're catching on. And next to him on the bottom row, wrapping up the bottom row, is Sue Sorensen, also a teacher at Our Lady of Le Caron, but what we like to call Spitfire, and just a great sense of humor, not afraid to speak her mind. And
this is what, you know, the show is kind of based on giving you some zinger type of racy kind of answers, and you've got two school teachers from a parochial school. Sounds like a recipe for either a big mass firing or something.
Well, the back row will make up for that if that's the case. I'm not too concerned about that front row. They're a fantastic time as well, and all different types of humor as well. In the back row, going left to right, the top left seat was normally reserved for male comedians. It's this description. Of course, it's the 1970s, so you could say male comedians. And for that position, we have from Port Hope and Thumb Cooling and Heating, Kyle Mauzoff, who everyone knows as a character. If you don't know him, come to the show. You'll fall in love with the guy. He's about 6'6" and just hilarious, straight up hilarious, and so he is not afraid to speak his mind, and he's in the top left spot. In the middle, with the match game, there are three perennial regulars, which was Richard Dawson, Brett Summers, and Charles Nelson Reilly. Brett Summers was the top middle, and in fact, she was brought on the show by mistake back in this, like, second season, I do believe.
She was, like, Jack Klugman's wife? Or
correct. He was a celebrity on the show. And he said, "My wife is bugging me like crazy to be on television. Will you just put her on the show just for one day, for a week?" Well, they did them in week stints. "Just put her on for a week and just get her off my back." Well, it turned out she was a bigger hit than him. So she stayed on the show. He was off. And she stayed on for all the seasons in their run with Match Game through 82. And so she was on the show. And she was known as the Pistol. You know, she wasn't afraid to speak her mind to anyone, call out anyone. And for that, we have Deanna Rubel from Harbor Beach. She works with the Gemini Group in HR. And she is definitely, without a doubt, a Pistol. So she will be filling that role. And then in the top right corner, formerly of Sebring, Michigan, we have Warren Yangel, formerly of the Dingle Yangel Funeral Home. And if anyone from Sebring knows Warren Yangel, you know what we're dealing with. Rather,
a lot of deadpan humor.
Heyo, yeah, he's a lot of just. I can honestly say he's the funniest man I know. I know a lot of people. I was in the mascot world, but Warren Yangel is hands down the most funny person I know. And speaking of, I was Sparty for Michigan State for 4 years. I never broke character, ever. You couldn't speak. You couldn't. You know. And only once, it was my one close to few last events I've ever done. So I've been seasoned veteran, 4 years underneath my belt. And he was at an event at the very end, and he comes up to me and he says, "Is that Burton in there?" Burton is my grandfather. And for whatever reason, I just lost it. And he is certainly to be a crowd favorite and certainly to be absolutely hysterical on stage. So that's our six. So it should be a great time.
Now, the contestants, though, they are...
They get drawn out of the audience using the same algorithms as CBS Television City.
Which is what? A bingo thing?
No, it's actually... it takes it a lot into personality traits as well as willingness. And then they also need to sign up to be a contestant when you walk in the door. Just like The Price is Right, they're taking surveys when you walk in. Have you been here before? How did you find out about the game show? Do you want to be a contestant? And are you above the age of 18 for legal purposes? So if they say yes, then we take all those and we put them into the algorithm, figure out who our contestants are. And this year, we're bringing down 18 people onto stage. So chances are good you'll get called out.
Or someone you know, or you bring along.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Bring a friend.
Now, one of them that you're doing is, well, let's go back first to Match Game.
And yeah.
Game shows like that where you get a question and there's an answer. Many times in the past, Hollywood Squares and that, You know they had the questions earlier because they couldn't be that quick with such a really snappy answer. So are everybody getting the questions at the first time, or do you give the celebrities a little break and say, well, we might talk about this?
This might backfire completely, but no.
No,
they are finding out the same time as the audiences, and we went back and forth on this, and we
did that on television.
Oh, absolutely, so without
Paul
a doubt.
Lynn could have the snappiest response ever.
Hollywood Squares, without a doubt, and we talked about that. We said, and what our final decision on that was, we said our celebrities aren't good enough actors to hide it. So he said, forget it.
You're afraid they're going to ask you, oh, I'm sorry.
I mispronounced that. You know, so we decided, nope, we're going to do this naturally. And I think that was a big proponent of who to have on our panel was people who could think quickly enough and have that answer. Now, the questions definitely are provoked, so those answers come to mind already. So it should turn out well. So, yeah, the contestants and celebrities are fine. Yes, precisely. And we are not... The contestants and the celebrities are finding out the questions at the same time.
Obviously, the cards come up at random, like the deck of cards.
Oh, yes.
But in Let's Make a Deal, the host kind of picks. Now, if people are going to be picked, are you going to put these people you pre-select in the front area so that you can go out and pick them? Or are you just going to do random people in the audience? Because, you know, in the old game... There was like seating down below, and these were the people who were all dressed up, and, you know, I'm dressed as a carrot and whatever, and those were the people they went for. How's this going to work with you?
Similar, a combination of both.
Does that mean if you dress up for this, you might get closer to the stage?
Without a doubt.
You don't have the best looking costume in the back row.
No, not at all. We say you're not required to dress up, as is the case in Let's Make a Deal, but it's strongly encouraged and always welcome. But really, when it comes down to it, anyone on the bottom level of the theater in Harbor Beach holds 420 people. Bottom seats 208, and so those 208 people on the bottom floor, just because of logistics, and it would take too long to run upstairs. We did it last year. As a kind of a warm up, our guy went upstairs. He wasn't supposed to, but just kind of.
That's where your brother, the doctor, came. Clear.
If that's if that doesn't work well, then we've got other situations in hand. But with that, so we're the bottom 208 people in the theater have their chance to be on Let's Make a Deal, and anyone that's pretty much spontaneous and energetic and gets my attention has a good chance of getting on the show.
And Let's Make a Deal, you're going to do the typical thing, the door number one, door number two, curtain number one, curtain number two. Are they going to be projected? Because you really don't have stuff.
No, that's what I'm really excited about, Let's Make a Deal. I've always wanted to be Monty Hall. Who doesn't want to be Monty Hall? A lot of people. But when it comes down to it, a lot of our stuff is projected, like the questions for Match Game, for when we did Family Feud, etc. With Let's Make a Deal... It's funny, when we have a director script, which is about 25 pages long for the people backstage with all the different inputs to make sure they have the right stuff on screen. For Let's Make a Deal, it's all on me. It's all old school. We're utilizing the curtain. We're utilizing moving up and down the movie screen. We have our stairs with curtains on the left and right side. It's all old school. And I'm really excited for it because I'll be in the audience picking out people not on stage. We have a live camera feed so everyone can see it going down. And it's going to be truly like the show. We have, you know, we'll have boxes coming over here. Do you want what's in the box? Do you want what's in the wallet? We have a lot of great prizes on top of the cash we're giving away. And some not so great prizes, but that's part of the show.
The shag carpet?
Let's just say bring a van if you're going to be on the show. We've got some big prizes.
Is it like the show at the end? You take the top three people and you do the big deal? Because sometimes maybe you don't want people giving back the prizes because...
I don't want to go home with it.
So I didn't know if you were going to do that, and maybe after the big deal, you do some quick deals and give away the prizes they get turned in or something.
We're doing the big deal of the day, just like the show, except we're going to pick three new people, just so we get more people involved in the show, increase your chances of winning. Because we argued back and forth and debated whether we should do that or not, but when it came down to it, we'll pick... I think it's 12 or 15, excuse me, people. No, excuse me. 12 people for Let's Make a Deal total. 9 of those will be instant deals, or we'll do some sort of game or whatever else. And then We'll pick three new people for the big deal of the day, and you can take either curtain one, curtain two, or curtain three, or, you know, there's always up the ante a little bit, and get everyone on the edge of their seat.
Or would you take $20? Would you take $30?
You got it. You got it. Maybe you should host the show.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think?
I do that show, and that's enough. We talked about the games. We talked about all of this. When is it happening? So people know.
Well,
we've gone, you know, half
40 minutes. Here, yeah,
and we haven't really told them when it's happening. It's a week from this weekend.
Correct. Not this weekend. Next weekend. So that's Mother's Day weekend, Saturday, May 9th at 7 p.m. at the Harbor Beach Community Theater, which is located
so you can
right
go
downtown.
There and get mom's gift.
And exactly. And honestly, this year you could. Whether you're looking just to give cash. Who gives cash for Mother's Day? That's just rude. But we are giving away some great prizes this year. Some have been donated, and the good prizes are actually brand new. And I would say we probably have close to $500 in prizes on top of the cash that we're giving away. And a lot of this stuff I would actually want. Some other things, not so much. But it's going to be a great time regardless. Like last year, for instance.
It starts at what time?
7 p.m.
And
doors open at 6.
Doors open at 6. You can get tickets in advance?
Tickets are only available at the door for $10. But there is one little option that you can do. And that is we have an option for reserved premium seats on the main floor. So tickets are normally $10. But you can get a block of 6 seats on the main floor, center, best seats in the house for $150. That includes 6 seats. Premium reserved, free popcorn, backstage tour, and a private entrance. So all for $150, which comes out to about $25 a ticket.
A full celeb treatment.
Absolutely. Got to treat these people right. And you'll be ushered to your seat and everything else. And so,
you'll be shown your seat. Ushered sounds like you're pushing them.
Well, we do have our red coats on, so we are true ushers. But and if you would, if
now,
you're interested in that.
We. Is that something that you get involved into? Because a lot of times, you know, we get like the circus here, and they're doing everything. They sell the tickets, they sell the popcorn, and then they tame the animals. Did you find that you got a lot of people multitasking?
Our crew consists of 28 people. We have people on lights, spotlight, smoke, you know, curtain, and then, of course, we have all of our computer inputs. We have more HDMI cable, high-def cable. We have, let's see, take the Renaissance Center in Detroit, the Rensen, add 200 feet to it, and that's how much HDMI cable we have for this show. So there's technology all over the place. So people got to run that. There's people, and then we have the whole lobby crew, which I'm not included in that. And it's quite the effort, group effort. And when I'm saying ushers, this all started, I think, this would be 4 years ago now. For Christmas, I got all the Ramsey brothers and father red sport coats for Christmas.
And they all looked at you. Really? Where am I going to wear this? And you're going to
the Harbor Beach Game Show series.
You can use it.
As it's partially put on by, it's a Ramsey Brother production, is what we always say. And so, it's when it's on mute. I flipped it earlier. And so we have the Ramsey Brothers in the red coats, and you can definitely ask us for help or whatever else. So it's a group effort. We got a lot. Everyone volunteers their time. No one's getting paid for this. And when it comes down to it, it's just all in the efforts of a good time.
Now, these people with the premium seats, are they brought in on a red carpet? Do you do that whole type of thing for
them? Almost. We do have 8 feet of red carpet, but that's all we can afford. But we bring them back through the private entrance.
You just need enough for the camera shot.
Exactly. But wasn't that 8 feet just spectacular?
Yes.
So they have their own private entrance, and if you would be interested in those premium seats, call or text 415-915, and it's, I think, 9539. It's 415-915-WLAW is what it comes out to.
And you have like a Facebook page or something?
Yes,
for this? So
yes.
If they go to that, I'm sure that...
Just message us and be all set. To go to our Facebook page, just look up the Harbor Beach Game Show, and it'll pop up. Or just search for Clark Ramsey or Game Show or whatever else. And
based on your location, yours will be one of the first to pop up.
Let's hope so.
There's not many other people doing game shows.
Yeah, not many people are doing game shows these days.
The one thing we haven't talked about yet is what you're doing it for, what you're raising funds for.
This year, we always give our money that we raise to some sort of organization in the area. It's gone to when the High Reach Community Theater was raising money for a projector. All the money went to the projector.
Which helps you because now you got the high-def projector at your avail.
Absolutely. it's gone to the High Reach Maritime Festival. It's gone to different civic organizations. And this year, we're going to pretty much the... It's technically, for tax purposes, going to the city of Harbor Beach. But what it's doing is the city of Harbor Beach is currently in the process of building a portable stage. And this stage is 40 feet long. It's going to be about 30 feet wide. It's going to be huge, and it can be set up in about 15 minutes. What we plan on doing with this is so we can use it for the Maritime Festival. We can do it for our truck show. And what it does is it cuts down on the overhead cost to put on an event that requires a stage or wasn't possible without a stage. And so this will cut down on the overall cost, and of course we can be used in the community outside of Harbor Beach. Anyway, this is going to be a great tool to have in the community for different civic events, whether it's an auction, a fishing tournament, or whatever else. They can use it, and it'll be a great resource to have in the entire county. So all the money raised for that is going to that project.
It's to benefit it. It's not going to defray the whole cost, but it's
the whole project costs about, I think, about $40,000. So,
but it's all there to help the community and to have another stage for performances of other kinds in Harbor Beach.
Exactly, and I would
not designing it.
No.
I get scared to be trapped doors in it or something.
No, we haven't seen. That would be great to have. I just watched the Mel Brooks movie about that. No, we have team engineers. It's being built locally, but it's going to be a great, great stage. I'm very excited
this
for
is
it.
The thing the city needs to have, and by the city having it, they likely have a space to store it.
Yes. That's always.
You don't want these things weathering. You want them to last a long time.
Exactly, and that's the beauty of this thing. It all folds up and to protect itself as well, so it can be on the road. It can do wherever you need it and set it up in no time. But
yeah, the Maritime Festival and things, when you have groups and music and such, this is a perfect place for these people to be a little bit off the ground and maybe out of the
grass, elements, and at least have a
and stuff
and protected from the sun in some aspects. And one of my main goals in Harbor Beach and the community is to do like a weekly concert series in the summer. Bring your lawn chairs and have a free concert. I think that'd be, and this helps utilize that. And this is. The stage allows us to do that, because otherwise it'd just be impossible to do.
I mean, you could make a dedicated one somewhere, but you can't move it.
Yeah, that's what we're.
If you need it near North Park, if you need it down at the Lincoln Park downtown, mm-hmm. I mean, you can move it.
Yeah, and that was one thing that we debated. It's been on our 5-year plan for a few years to have some sort of band shell or a place for bands to play. And we have a natural amphitheater on the back lawn of the Murphy Museum. It slopes down. It overlooks the harbor. It's beautiful.
Harbor Beach Pine Knob.
No, DTE Energy, but that's a sour name in Harbor Beach still.
Okay. That's why I went with Pine Knob. You know what you want.
One option was, well, let's put it on the base of the Murphy Lawn, but we didn't want to ruin the Murphy Lawn.
Right, because you only use it a couple of times, and the lawn is a nice, beautiful thing.
We use it for the car show and everything else, and this is the best of both worlds.
Okay, and is this something you expect is going to be ready for this season, or is this...
That's the goal. That's the plan. They've been working on it already for about 6 weeks, and it's on track to be debuted at the Maritime Festival. Let's hope. If not, there shortly after.
Terrific. Now, again, it's come as you are. You know, it's not formal attire.
No, whatever you want to wear.
Or it can be a chicken suit for Let's Make a Deal.
Exactly.
And show up, get your tickets at the door, or try your Facebook page if you want some of those special reserve type of seatings, dead center.
Yep.
See all the ads.
And that's in facebook.com/HB Game Show will get you exactly there, or just search for the Harbor Beach Game Show series and it'll pull up. And one thing I must say with for our 5-year anniversary, we're pretty excited, but we did lose one of our integral players of the Harbor Beach Game Show series, and that was Randy Rapson. He passed away now 3 weeks ago in Harbor Beach, and he was our announcer from the get-go, was a big part of the show, and the only way we figured we could attempt to fill his shoes is to bring in a professional, world-renowned announcer.
Oh, okay.
Max Cook, Max in the Morning, will be joining us. And you think about it, Max has the perfect delivery of a game show announcer. He is a modern-day Johnny Olsen. So we're going as natural as possible.
To be Johnny Carson.
Well, I would too. Who wouldn't? I'd take his boat and his house and everything else. Not his divorces, but...
Wives all named June or something.
And so Max Cook will be joining us this year as our announcer. And the show is dedicated in memory of Randy Rapson. So we got a lot of fun things planned in his honor. Randy was a jokester, so that's exactly what we're doing for him. And it's going to be a great time. Saturday, May 9th at 7 p.m. Doors open at 6. Get there early, because what we say, we always sell out, but we're never at capacity.
And if you're going to do those little algorithm things to select your contestants, you're going to need a little time to do that while they're in line.
Yeah, it takes about 10 minutes. Yeah.
So when you get there, if you want to be part of it, give yourself the time to answer all the questions.
Mm-hmm. Make it a night out in Harbor Beach, and we'll deliver the entertainment, hopefully, and you bring the laughs, and we'll be all set.
Harbor Beach Theater downtown.
That's right. Can't miss it.
Week from this Saturday.
Week from this Saturday, Saturday, May 9th.
Thanks for being with us. Again, I hope you have a great turnout, and do let us know how things turn out, how much funds you raise, and maybe a couple of pictures for our webpage. We always like to show people what they missed.
Well, I'm excited. We're actually going to record the show for my purpose. We've never recorded the show before, so this year we are, so I can at least watch it.
A simple one camera.
Yeah. Down the road, we're going to do a whole multi-cam and everything else. But
the traditional three-cam, sitcom type of thing.
Yeah. But this year... Come on out. It's going to be a great time. Eventually. Pay-per-view.
At least have it available on Facebook to view afterwards. Mm-hmm. Or a premium for a donation to the cause that.
That's right. That's right.
Works out. Prent, thanks for being with us, Clark.
Well, thank you, Craig.
And again, we wish you a great turnout. And any games coming up in future years that you've been considering?
Well, Price is Right is probably about 2 years away still. But we have a lot of good things.
You haven't found anybody to do the yodeling guy?
I found the music. It only took a year, but I finally found the music. I had to buy an album. I found the old 33 and a half of it. Found it, recorded it, and we have it. So
there you go.
We're one step closer. We got some good games ahead in the future. We have a short list for that, and Price is Right in the future, so we gotta keep going. So come on out and support us.
And you will do the traditional Bob Barker, not the Drew Carey.
Yes.
Okay.
Come on now. Let's be real.
Spay and neuter your pets.
Help support the pet population.
Coming up at the top of the hour, we will clue you in on the latest in the news. Our guest today on the program has been Clark Ramsey, host of the Harbor Beach Game Show Series. Fifth year this year, bigger and better. It'll be at the Harbor Beach Theater a week from this Saturday. Show up about 6. All the activity and fun starts at 7 o'clock. Again, at the top of the hour, all the latest in the news.